Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Happy Monday, Mike.
How did the US market get out of the week?
Well, it was a slightly chaotic US market last week, wasn't it? But it did end up with, it was sort of a bit of chaos, but it ended with the markets rallying into the weekend, which is kind of notable given some of the price action we'd seen over the previous days. So those three key markets, the Dow, the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, 1.1%, just under 1%, and just 0.88% respectively. But there's a whole lot of context actually here that's important, Mike, because November is turning out at the moment to be a bit of a reversal on the recent sort of bullish trends that we've seen. And if I sort of take one step back and look at the monthly performance, the Dow Jones so far down 3%, the S&P 500 down 3.5%, and the NASDAQ down 6%. So it's sort of, you've got that question mark now, haven't you, over how strong are the markets? But in times like this, I always say take another step back, because if you look at sort of the year to date, those three markets just under 9%, 12.3% for the S&P 500, 15% for the NASDAQ. And that follows 2024, when you were up 13%, 23%, 29%. So we've had very strong markets for an extended period of time. And I guess sort of coming back to Friday, Mike, at the centre of the recent weeks, of the nexus, shall we say, is the question of whether there's this AI bubble. And you had those NVIDIA results last week. They're viewed as being sort of a barometer or a measure of the strength or the fundamental support of the AI trade. And the result was strong, Mike. I mean, we spoke about this on Friday. There was a brief attempt at the market rallying, going higher, but the share price fell after we spoke on Friday morning. And so how do you interpret that sort of after Friday? Well, in one sense, Mike, it tells you the AI story isn't broken. I mean, NVIDIA is seeing plenty of demand for their products, but the market positioning, the market sentiment, call it what you will, had got a bit sort of overeager. And I would remind people that the NVIDIA share price, even though it is down this month, it also fell 11% in January. It also fell 13% in March. Share prices go up and down. Price volatility, Mike, is nothing new. And on Friday, we had reports surfacing that the Trump administration is considering allowing NVIDIA to sell its advanced H200 chips to China. So we'll see how that impacts on trading as we start this week. What about the Fed? Should we talk about the Fed, Mike?
Talk about the Fed. The divided Fed.
The divided Fed. Yeah, well, there's considerable debate about the Fed's intentions for their meeting in early December. And the story had been one of the market increasingly reducing the chances of a rate cut. But on Friday, we had comments from the New York Fed president that have turned that around. So in a speech on Friday, Williams said that the central bank can lower interest rates because labor market weakness poses a bigger threat than inflation. So he said there's room for further adjustments. So those odds of a cut now have swung back over 60%. 10-year treasury rate heading back towards 4%. But look, that's still very divided and still be a point of much interest in early December.
Yeah, what about PMIs?
The PMI, so flash PMIs around the world, these are what we call early reads on the purchasing manager indexes, and in the US, stronger, Mike, pointing to a healthy economy, but with some evidence of price pressures. So the composite PI, when we jam the manufacturing and the services together, 54.8 from 54.6, slightly above expectations. Services, 55. Manufacturing, not quite so strong, 51.9, but a big rise in new business. Confident measures also lifting. But input cost inflation is accelerated. So that's sort of hitting one of the fastest rates we've seen in growth over the last 3 years. So inflation, you got it there, but it does point to a reasonably buoyant economy. Eurozone, composite index 52.4, still above 50. It's suggesting growth rebounding in the Eurozone, but very modest growth. And Australia, 52.6, their service sector is good. I would remind listeners out there that all of those numbers are over 50. Yeah. Our GDP weighted composite index last week
is not
49.1. We remain an outlier on that.
Yes, on that we do. But the RB will fix that this week.
Later this week, that'll be exciting. We'll wait and see what happens there. We've also got Phil Jobs later on this week, ANZ Business Confidence as well. The Aussies have got their CPI. What more could you want from a week, Mike?
It's virtually Christmas. What are the numbers?
So here we go. The Dow Jones was up 493 points on Friday, 46,245. That's just over a 1% gain. We'll call the S&P 500 a 1% gain. It was 0.98, 64 points, 6602 the close there. And the NASDAQ up 195 points, 0.88, 22,273. The FTSE 100 gained 12 points, just a small rise, 9539. The Nikkei, this was before the US market rallied, was down 1,190. 298 points. That is a 2.4% fall, 48625. The Shanghai Composite also down a similar amount, 2.45%, 3834. The Aussies also weaker before the US market rallied, down 1.59%, 136 points, 8416. And we were down 20 on the NZX 50, closing at 13,409. That was a 0.15% fall. Kiwi dollar closed the week last week, 0.5609, still languishing down there, 0.8684 against the Aussie, 0.4871 euro, 0.4280 against the pound, 87.68 Japanese yen. For those cryptocurrency people out there, the Bitcoin did rally, came back from sort of those low 80s to 87,000. Gold, $4,065, and Brent crude, $62.56.
Catch up soon. Andrew Callaher, Shaw and Partners.